When Kev Marcus and Will B met in a high school music class, they shared their desire to disrupt people's impressions of what classical music should be. Together, they formed a group called Black Violin, which we featured on the NewsHour early on in their success. Well, they're back in tonight's Brief But Spectacular as part of our arts and culture coverage, Canvas.
People ask me, you know, what do I do? What's in this case? You know, I tell them it's a viola. It's a violin. And they respond is you don't play classical, do you? You know, is that what you do?
No.
Like with a serious face, like you.
Not classical, right?
I mean, there's no way you don't play classical.
Whole life, everybody was like, even in my family, I'm like, why you got to have Kevin playing the violin? Like, that's not, you know, he's not supposed to be doing that. I would listen to those type of things, and I'm like, oh, well, I guess we're not supposed to be, you know, violinists because we're black. Well, we're going to be the blackest violinist you've ever seen. We approach it very, very classically, but, you know, so the violin part of it is always very, you know, Baroque, Bach, Mozart-like, not much sliding, not much jazz, but the beats and the, everything that's around it is all hard-hitting, dirty.
It's fun. It's very inclusive. We have people dancing in the aisles. Our music just really brings people together.
We're able to blend and go between these different genres, and that's why it brings a really wide, large audience of people. I grew up in a tough neighborhood, and I guess my mom wanted me to get away from some of my friends because I was, you know, going down the wrong path. So she put me in this Saturday music program with the hopes that I would get into the performing arts middle school. So I would be bussed away from my friends. And that's exactly what ended up happening. I went to performing arts school and then just was able to focus on violin.
I went to the class the first day and I noticed all these wood instruments. I was looking for the cool instruments, the saxophones and the trumpets. And they told me that I got put in this class and we were staff partners. And obviously I was, you know, first, but I was, you know
the truth.
I was better. We've always really fed off each other and competed against each other. We made each other better.
We've always just made good music, and every time we get together, the vibe was always right. So, you know, I feel like looking back, it kind of made sense that we have a 20-year career together now, because that's how it was in high school. My college professor, my first day of class, he gives me a tape back in 1999. He tells me, go home and listen to this tape, and then come tell me about it next week. So I pop this tape in, and it's like a violin on fire. Like a violin with soul, and I never heard a violin played like that before. But when I listened to it, I could tell it was a black guy playing it, and I never had that experience with the violin. So it just changed my entire perception of what the violin could do. And I gave the tape to Will, and he was vibing it too. Many years later, we named ourselves after the inspiration, the thing that changed our entire perception. This tape was recorded by a violinist. His name was Stuff Smith. This is the last album he recorded before he died, and that album was called Black Violin. That album changed the way we perceive the violin, so now the name Black Violin continues to change and challenge people's perceptions.
It's nothing like doing something that you absolutely love and affecting people at the same time. No amount of Grammys, no amount of money can really do that for you.
Ultimately, I've always played the violin because no one expects me to do it, and I like changing people's perceptions as much as possible. We are Black Violin. I am Kev Marcus.
Will Baptiste.
And this has been our brief but spectacular take on defying stereotypes.
Educating a lot of us about the violin. Thank you both.